Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. And so to start our time together this morning on the DriveCast, I would like you to think of a day in your past, or maybe it's just a moment, that was just a really, really great moment for you. Something that was something you look back and, man, it just makes you smile. And so for me, one of those moments was my wedding day. And I don't remember a lot of the details on my wedding day, but one of the things that I vividly remember was that my wife and I were driving from Granville, which was where she grew up, to Easton to stay in a hotel that night before we flew out for our honeymoon. And the timing of that, it happened to be kind of that sailor sunset sort of time, and there were just pinks and purples and oranges all over the sky, and we were just kind of laughing together, and it was just a really, really happy moment. And it's one of those moments that I look back on, and if you ask me to reflect on just a really good moments in my life, that's one of the ones that comes to mind. And I know that you have moments like that from your life where you look back and, man, it's just a really happy moment. Now, the reason that I ask you to think about that or just reflect on that just for a moment is in John chapter 7, Jesus says something really incredible to us. He's at this festival and he stands up on the last day, the great day of this festival. This is in John chapter 7. You can check it out in verses 37 through 39. And Jesus says to this crowd of people and also through the word to us, he says, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me. And as the scriptures have said, rivers of living water will flow out of his heart." And so I want us just to reflect on, just for a few moments, what Jesus is there declaring to us. And John tells us that Jesus is talking about how people who believe in Jesus will receive the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is there describing the Holy Spirit as rivers, not just a river. That would probably be enough, right? But rivers of water, and not just water, but water that's alive. And so what I want us to be reminded of this morning is, even though we all have those great, fantastic moments that we can reflect back on that were just so full of joy, what Jesus is offering us is so much better. And what Jesus is offering us is something that we have access to every single day. And in particular, I want to remind you on this Friday that rivers of living water is something that you have access to right now. And when you get to work, or when you get to maybe a more difficult part of your day today, which we all have those moments, I want you to remember that within your heart, Jesus has declared by the Holy Spirit, if you have trusted him, that rivers of living water are flowing in and out of your heart. And again, I think another question that we need to ask about this is, if it's true that the way Jesus is describing this is rivers of living water, is that just for you? Or is it possible, maybe even probable, that if God has given you and I rivers of living water flowing out of our hearts, that isn't meant just to be a blessing and a joy to us, but it's something that's meant to be shared. It's something that's meant to overflow out of our lives and to impact positively the people that are around us. And so I hope that today is one of those days for you that you look back on and you're like, man, you know what a great day was? It was that Friday. That was such a great day. But more than that, my hope and my prayer for us today and this weekend is that we would be reminded that through trusting Jesus, through having received the Holy Spirit, we each have rivers of living water flowing out of our hearts. And that makes, at least on possibly every day, the best day, because we have Christ, and that is really all we need. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. Let's praise and thank God that through the Spirit, he has given us rivers of living water flowing out of our hearts. And let's pray that God would daily remind us of that, and that he would give us opportunities to share his love and his joy with the people that we come in contact with throughout the day. And so let's pray now together, please. Well, again, we want to thank you for listening to the DriveCast. We hope that you have a fantastic Friday, and we hope to see you at one of our four campuses this Sunday in Westerville, Mount Vernon, Lewis Center, or Delaware. God bless.